Today is Tuesday, March 17th. What to know today about another new set of guidelines and mandates, some telling Americans to shelter in place, why our day-to-day lives are being impacted by COVID-19 and how long it might last, and what else is postponed now, including more presidential primaries. Plus, tech giants fight fraud, help wanted at Amazon, and a unique St. Patrick's Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's been a noticeable shift in the world this week as people work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. First, in the San Francisco Bay Area, nearly 7 million people were told to go home and stay there for at least 3 weeks if they aren't providing essential services. That mandatory order to shelter in place started at midnight. In Pennsylvania, the governor ordered all businesses shut down, with only a few exceptions like grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations, and of course, doctor's offices. Nationwide, the Trump administration issued the strictest guidelines yet, saying 10 people max, that all Americans, even those who are young and healthy, should avoid gatherings with 10 or more people. He also told people to stop non-essential travel and to stay away from bars and restaurants and use takeout or delivery instead. So how long will these strict social distancing guidelines be in place? Experts told the Washington Post, it's really too early to know at this point. It really depends on how well these drastic measures work to slow the spread of the outbreak in the U.S. President Trump predicted the virus itself could stick around through July or August. But for now, the social guidelines are in effect for 15 days. And these next 2 weeks are crucial for what could happen next. After that, top government officials will reevaluate and decide how to move forward. Of course, the biggest concern is treating people who get sick. At last check, more than 80 Americans have died from COVID-19, and there have been more than 4,000 confirmed cases. A new report released yesterday and published in the journal Science sheds some light on why this outbreak is unusual and why such extreme measures are needed right now. In it, scientists said for every confirmed case, there are most likely another 5 to 10 people in the community with undetected infections. And that's good and bad. Good because one reason so many go undetected is because their symptoms are very mild, and for some people, they're barely noticeable. But here's why that's also troubling. Because even if your symptoms aren't any worse than they would be with seasonal allergies, it doesn't mean you're not still extremely contagious. This is why isolation is so important, so people aren't unknowingly passing the virus to people who could eventually die from it. To help, hundreds of National Guard troops have been deployed into at least 15 states so far. They've been given tasks like disinfecting common areas, compiling medical supplies, and helping at call centers. All 50 states have declared emergencies, which gives them the option to call for the National Guard's help and other federal resources. As far as the economy goes, the president acknowledged we could be headed toward a recession. But he insisted the markets will take care of themselves once we get rid of the virus. On Wall Street, the Dow slid 3,000 points yesterday in the worst day since the Black Monday crash of 1987. And it's not just the markets. The AP reports about 82 million people in the U.S. are hourly employees, so many aren't getting paid while their employers are shut down. Those include restaurants, hotels, gyms, and tons of offices around the country. U.S. airlines are now asking for a bailout to the tune of nearly $60 billion. Sources told CNN key lawmakers have already discussed some kind of aid, but at this point, those discussions are described as early stage. Stay tuned. All right, a quick update from overseas. France became the third European country now to impose a nationwide lockdown. People there will only be able to leave their houses for essential reasons starting today and lasting for the next 2 weeks. Similar restrictions are already in place in Italy and Spain. And closer to home, Canada is closing its borders to nearly all foreigners. Besides Canadian citizens, only Americans will be allowed in. Back in the U.S., 3 states are holding primaries today, with Democrats set to pick the candidate they want to take on President Trump in November. That's Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Ohio was supposed to be on that list as well, but the governor called it off just hours before polls were supposed to open, citing the need to fight the new coronavirus. Ohio's health director declared an emergency that would prevent the primaries from happening. The states of Florida, Arizona, and Illinois, though, did not go that far. However, they did call for only healthy poll workers to show up, and they provided guidance to keep voting equipment clean. Meanwhile, results are finally here from last week's primary in Washington state. It was close, and Senator Bernie Sanders expected to win since he easily beat Hillary Clinton there in 2016. But instead, former Vice President Joe Biden won Washington, giving Biden victories in 5 out of the 6 states who voted last week. Speaking of delays, the coronavirus has put the Supreme Court on hold, sort of. NBC News reports justices have postponed oral arguments for the time being, which hasn't happened since the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. This could affect some key cases, including one that deals with President Trump's tax returns and whether or not they can be released. That being said, CNN reports justices will probably still debate the cases behind closed doors and might still release their opinions. For now, it's TBD on when the High Court will start hearing oral arguments again. To be continued. Text messages are making the rounds with fake information about the coronavirus. The last 2 days, Americans got texts saying martial law is coming, or some variation of that message. It's not true. The National Security Council responded with a tweet saying any rumors about a national quarantine are fake. There is no national lockdown. At this point, it's not clear where those text messages are coming from or why they were ever created. But the largest tech giants are teaming up to fight misinformation just like that. Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Reddit, and Twitter announced they're working together to provide only accurate information about COVID-19. And they are asking other companies to join them. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a unique app for learning new things quickly and exploring new ideas. With Blinkist, you get the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books, but it condenses them down for you so you can read or listen in just 15 minutes. I love the variety you get with Blinkist's massive library. I mostly search for business-related books when I need some quick info or maybe some extra motivation. But Blinkist has even more, including self-help, health, history, you name it. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestsellers lists like Becoming by Michelle Obama and The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Well, now is the time to get through a lot of them. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to all of the condensed nonfiction books, all for one low price. And Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. Amazon says it needs to hire people and fast because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Wall Street Journal reports it's looking to fill 100,000 positions in the U.S. alone to keep up with the demand. Amazon is swamped right now. People are choosing to buy their groceries and necessities online since they don't really want to be out in public. So Amazon is in desperate need of warehouse and delivery workers. CNBC reports it's even raising pay by $2 an hour to incentivize people. Amazon is in a pretty unique position. Lots of companies are losing customers because of the new coronavirus, meaning employees are getting laid off or furloughed. But not Amazon. It's trying to keep up. So this is a good opportunity for people who have lost their jobs to find temporary work until life goes back to normal. Another actor confirmed he tested positive for COVID-19. The star of Luther, Idris Elba, said he doesn't have any symptoms, but he was exposed to the virus, so he got tested and stayed isolated at home. Other celebrities, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, are on the mend. They were just released from an Australian hospital. They tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Now they're going to be isolated at their home in Queensland. Meanwhile, more sporting events are postponed. The MLB announced the start of baseball season will be pushed back 8 weeks. NASCAR postponed all races until at least May. And the Kentucky Derby will be delayed from May 2nd to September 5th. The last time the race was not held on the first weekend of May was in 1945 during World War II. Of course, this did not come as a big surprise since most all other sports were put on hold last week. And the internet is making it at least easier for families and communities to connect online. For example, even though zoos are closed, several have decided to live stream the animals. The Cincinnati Zoo in Ohio is the latest to go digital. There are also live streams from the San Diego Zoo and more. If you are isolating at home, a bunch of new movies will be released early on streaming platforms this week. The Verge reports Universal Studios will make The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma available for rent this Friday. That's pretty significant since these movies are still in theaters. It'll cost you to rent them, though. It starts at $20. You'll also soon be able to rent the movie Trolls World Tour, even though it hasn't even hit theaters yet. USA Today reports it'll be released both online and in theaters on April 10th. And if you're looking for more to watch or do while at home, we recently posted on Instagram asking for your favorites, and we'll be sending out some more recommendations in our Friday email, The Friday Five. Sign up for it at thenewsworthy.com/email. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's usually celebrated with crowded parades and green beer, but you can expect it to be a quiet one this year. Events across the country have been canceled since organizers are following guidelines from the federal government. This is actually a religious holiday that honors St. Patrick, known to have spread Christianity throughout Ireland in the 5th century. It's usually celebrated either as a holy day, a celebration of Irish culture, or just an excuse to have fun. Either way, we'll link to some Irish recipes and other things you can do from home. Just look in our show notes. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening and for sharing the show. As always, you can find the links and sources for all of today's stories in your podcast app or over at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We're keeping you updated on the biggest coronavirus news and beyond every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.